Vince, go ahead. You're on the air. And then I got to take a break. Jason Ellis is going to stop by, our old friend Jason Ellis. Hey, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk to our friend Jason Ellis.
What's he up to?
I think he wrote another book. I think he's got 50 books, this guy. He's like Shakespeare. He's constantly writing books. Wasn't he just in here writing a book? Like, he had a book that he was promoting?
I don't think so. I think it was the TV show.
Yeah. Maybe. I watch his TV show, Ellis Mania.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to Jason in just a minute. We'll be back right after this. Fox 5. Been taken by some sunglasses, asking about a scar. Yep. You know, on the website on howardstern.com right now, you can check out a whole bunch of Jason's various pictures from his appearances here. And it's all up there for Jason Ellis. Jason Ellis is a radio host here at SiriusXM. Jason has a brand new book out. Always happy to see him. Incredibly open guy about his life. I still don't even understand what it is. How, you know, Jason, all the years I know you now, I'm not sure I understand... You were a skateboarder, right? Yeah. Hey, man. Like, what is that? I mean, like, how do you make a living doing that? Is it endorsements mostly? Because I don't really understand that world. I'm a little out of that.
How do you get paid to be a skateboarder? Well, there's contests, and then you get royalty checks, and then you get paid.
Royalty checks from who?
From your skateboard royalties, and your shoe royalties, and your T-shirt.
Endorsements.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hard life, though.
Not that much money.
It's a hard life, though, right?
No, it's an easy life. It's not even a job.
Yeah, but that's my point. As you get older, and if you don't sort of transition into something like radio like you're doing, it can be
fucked.
You're fucked. I mean, it's an incredibly sad life.
Well, I think these days if you're... Because when I was good, there wasn't that much money in it.
Right.
So now if you're good, you get paid like a lot of money.
But how many guys are really good at it? It's got to be like any pro sport.
100.
Right, and what does it mean to be a good skateboarder? What is it you can do? Like you can measure a great baseball player by your team winning. How do you measure the great skateboarder?
The tricks that they do, how good they are. I mean, it's an innovative sport. You got to be, you know, there's new guys that do new stuff, and it's in the magazines, and everyone talks about it, and then you're hot, and you get paid a bunch of money.
Is a competition like Dancing with the Stars? There's judges, and they hold up numbers.
There's different skateboarders. There's vert skateboarder. That's what I am.
So vert.
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 Yeah, V-E-R-T.
Which as in vertical?
That's as fucking good as my spelling gets right there.
Right.
So, yeah, vert is a ramp guy, like the half-pipe guy.
Yeah.
So you're not very cool if you're a ramp guy, because the kids are street skating is cool, because they don't wear pads.
Right.
We wear pads, and we have to be fit. That's not cool. It's cooler to do heroin and whores and have a drinking problem. And then go down handrails. That's, like, really popular.
So the guys who are street performers are more cool.
Yes.
But the guys who actually make a living at it are pipe performers.
No, vertical performers. They both make a living.
Right.
Street skaters don't have to be in contests so much. They can, but you can actually be a successful street skater and not be in any contest at all.
At a contest, who is doing the judging? Are they other skateboarders?
All washed up skateboarders.
Right. Have you ever judged? Have you ever actually gone and done that?
Fuck no. I'm pretty ruthless. I hate everybody, including skateboarders. So if
you
I
hate
judging,
your fellow skateboarders.
Fuck yeah.
Why?
I hate everybody.
Why do you hate skateboarders? You don't hate me. You've often talked of your admiration for
well,
what
that's,
I do.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's it. Yeah. I'm the only one.
I was just saying in the green room or whatever, I was like, this is the only place that I get nervous because I don't give a shit. I don't even fucking know your ass. I know
right.
you.
Yeah.
Before I came to America, I'm like, wow, this dude's cool. He, you know, I get it. No, and then I got into radio and I'm like, who is, oh, okay, there's Opie and Anthony. He was the guy that came the closest to the guy.
Right.
And then there's all these other insignificant shitheads that don't even exist. And now that I do radio, I listen to them. Oh, my God, I'm a million times better than I'm a fucking skateboarder that can't read and write. You are all fucking atrocious.
Well, my father used to tell me with radio, he would say to me in a rather cold way, but he was, I guess he was right. He goes, don't go into radio because anyone could take your job. The guy delivering mail to the building could take your job because it's really no, there's no preparation, there's no education, there's nothing to it, really.
For most of us.
Yeah.
It's a pretty useless job. You got into it because you sucked at television.
Well, not for me.
But you're different.
Yeah. I got into it because I loved radio. I mean, not that I anticipated a television career, but I loved radio. I loved the art form. I thought it could be elevated.
You're a weird guy, though.
Oh, I'm very weird.
You made things. You changed the game. Like, I think I'm pretty good,
no.
But I didn't change the game. I can never change the game. No matter how good the future of radio, self-proclaimed future of radio, the game already existed.
I didn't even go into it to change the game. I went into it because I really thought...
You did.
Yeah, but I went into it because I loved it, and then I said, ooh, I think I could be better talking than playing these records. I played records for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But I had it in my mind that if I had, like, a show where I could talk and do my own thing, and then it started occurring to me that no one knew what the fuck they were talking about, that I had the answer to how to make radio great.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
But then I learned I was too arrogant, because, and I'll tell you why.
I haven't learned that yet.
There are people who do radio in a traditional way, and I respect them for it. Mm. They're good at it, and they do it in a traditional way, and there's room for that. People enjoy that.
Yes.
But what I did...
But personally, you know they suck.
They don't
Between
suck.
Between you and me. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
they
do.
Don't suck.
And they're lame.
A guy who does top 40 radio...
is lame.
No, I don't agree.
That's because you're already over and you're the champ and it's been done. Before, you would have agreed.
That's true.
See?
Yeah, that
you're
is
already,
true. There was
the world,
I was
like,
very angry.
Oh, all the best to everybody, because you've won.
It's Maybe over. That's it. Maybe once you win, you kind of feel gracious.
I haven't won, Howard. I cannot fucking get a break in this fucking building.
How is it going here at Sirius XM for you?
It's great.
Is it great? Is it great, though?
I feel like...
Are they paying you anything?
No, not really.
No.
But it doesn't... It takes time, and you've got to pay your dues.
You do.
And I've only been in the game for 7 years, and I've only had my own show for 5 years, so in my experience with skateboarding and other stuff, it's 10 years. You put in the hard work for 10 years, and then you see the
Well,
benefits.
In a way, I like your attitude, and I'll tell you why. Because looking back on my own career, I had to travel around the country and go from small market to small market and perfect what it is I did.
Right.
I didn't sort of come out of the box on fire. I had a lot of bad years. I did a lot of shitty radio.
Yeah.
And so you are lucky that you get to be here in New York, a great city, and you have a place to work out your stuff. And you're right. It's not unusual to spend 10 years, 11 years working on it until you get really, really good. I think your attitude is correct.
I feel like if you got it early, then you wouldn't appreciate it.
You're right. So you've written... Is this your first book?
I didn't write anything. I just heard you saying that. What is this, Jason's 50th book? I've only read one book my whole life.
What was that book?
It was LT's... That football player that has the lightning bolt earring that smoked crack.
You never had to read books in school?
No, I didn't have to do that.
Yeah, you know, I have to admit, I too
Who the
was
fuck is laughing over
there? Benji,
I'm
going
to kick you, dude. You got fat and pasty again. What happened to you, dude? Did your girlfriend leave you? Last time I saw you, you're all bronzed and thin and shit. What are we? You chopped off.
You gained back weight, Benji. You did, right?
You just look normal again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
No, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite?
I got her.
You've got her, so now you've given up? That's such a dick move.
Yeah, well, hey, a lot of guys do that. Once
and,
they get the
and you'll lose her. You've got to keep working. It's a work in progress. Benji, what the fuck? Tan up.
Yeah, before I get to your book, because there's a lot to discuss
there is.
Your marriage ended.
Yes.
And the day your wife left you is the day she hooked up with another guy. And
what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you talk about this in the book, don't you?
No, because the book is everything before the shit hit the fan.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, the book has... At the end of the book, it's after my first professional cage fight, so...
I see. Your wife...
Mm-hmm.
You were married for many years.
Yeah.
And she left you, and in fact, you even put a heart tattoo on your face in commemorating...
With her initial in it?
Commemorating
no,
that...
No, I had an A with a love heart around it.
I see.
She didn't. She left. She went out with somebody else because I'm a dick.
You blame yourself.
So fuck yeah. I wasn't paying attention. I'm a very dark person at times. I mean, thanks to the therapy that I've been going through, I now know the root of the problem. But it's still a work in progress. And sometimes I'm just crazy.
You still want her back?
No.
No. You're happy you're single, aren't you? Because you are dating up
a
storm.
It's not right.
Didn't
it
you
wasn't
have,
right.
But didn't you have a threesome the other night with two women?
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. How did that go down?
Why
I fucking
it
hate it. I don't like it at all.
You didn't like it?
No, I actually realized the other day that I can't. That's not the life.
Well, how did it come about?
Cool.
How did it come about?
I just know some girls, and they wanted to come over, and then they came over, and then they were like, we're going to drink or whatever, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go to bed because I got to do radio. It's a big week for me.
Right.
And, you know, just keep it down. If you go out, great, whatever. And then... They came back, and I was asleep, and then all of a sudden they were on me, And they had strap-ons on, and there was an extra girl in the bedroom, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
How many girls were in the bedroom?
Three.
Three girls?
Yeah.
And you experienced all three of them?
Maybe.
Wow.
Did they use the strap-on on you?
No, I don't really like when people put stuff in my butt. I had sex with this girl a long time ago that's in the book, one of my ex-girlfriends, and my friend really wanted to sleep with her because she was a penthouse pet. She was really hot.
Right.
I don't blame him. So he brought his whore girlfriend that wasn't really a girlfriend. He just brought her because I was like, you're not fucking my girlfriend unless you bring something for me to fuck. So then my girlfriend doesn't like him because he's getting creepy. And I guess he was saying something in her ear and she didn't like that. So she kicked him off him.
Right.
Kicked her off him. So I was still banging this other chick. So she just came up behind me and stuck her finger in my ass.
Wow.
And it's the only time I ever, and I've had, we'll probably get into it, but, you know, chicks have kicked me in the face. And I didn't hit them.
Right.
This finger went in my ass. It wasn't like a progressive finger. It was
no,
just,
she was doing it to attack you.
Yeah.
Right.
With a fingernail in the hole.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, and my hand actually like made a fist. I was like, oh my God, a fucking...
Oh, boy, yeah, that's not cool.
Ever since then, I've been weird about things going in my bum.
Well, that's a rape. I mean, that's somebody jamming. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You talk about a rape again, and you get into it, and I've spoken to you about this a little bit,
yeah.
but let's get into the book. And by the way, the book is called I'm Awesome, and it's in stores today. Jason also will be signing copies of his book tonight at 8 o'clock.
Do
at
you
the
really
bookends.
Believe you're awesome?
Fuck yeah. You serious?
I don't believe you believe that.
You don't, well, there's two people. I hate myself, and the other side is, I'm awesome.
Okay.
I think we all have both sides.
Yeah.
No, but I think the other side is winning.
The little boy in him that's lost?
I hate myself, yeah. Because when you
Why?
Said, I'm awesome, he didn't have a look like, yeah, I am.
I am awesome.
Is Robin right that you're not awesome? That,
no.
That in a sense you feel like shit inside and that you're not awesome?
No.
You do feel awesome.
Yeah, and Robin doesn't know what she's talking about.
You don't want to be honest. That's okay.
I don't want to be honest.
No.
I'm a guy that usually lies and keeps things hidden.
This is something you can't be honest
Why can't
about.
He be? Wait a second. Maybe he is being honest. He's
I don't
been
think
very
so.
Honest.
You can be honest.
I think that I saw something there, and he doesn't really want to.
I'm ready to talk about it. Let's go. Analyze me. I'll look through the glass right at your face.
You're not afraid.
Why am I
See,
not
now
awesome?
Now you're trying to be intimidating.
How am I? Why would I intimidate?
You're
a girl. What, you think I'm going to reach through the glass and beat you up?
Sit
I like
back
you.
And talk to Howard.
No, right. No. You're going to call. No, she's calling bullshit on me.
No, that's
I
right.
am fucking awesome.
Back and talk
I'm doing
to
awesome things all the time. Sometimes, right now, being single, divorced, I don't like everything that I do, but I'm doing better every day.
Were you penetrated?
Okay. I do a lot
were
of
you penetrated by a transsexual in Amsterdam?
Segway. I had suction. It wasn't all the way in.
Get back here, because I want to talk about your book. You bring up something.
I'll deal with you later, Robin.
All right, he'll get back to you, Robin.
I'm single. I know you need a man. As much as you deny you need
oh,
a man, you need a fucking man.
I wish you would go over there and give
her
something.
I would destroy you.
Sure,
you would not be at work tomorrow.
You do have a huge penis.
I mean,
he could destroy you.
I would, and it's not just the penis, Please. It's what's thrusting it.
Do you ever think about his penis?
No.
You don't?
No.
I do.
I think about George touching his penis.
I really do.
Do you think about penis at all?
I really do have penis envy.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah, I would love to have a big penis like you do.
It's fun.
Oh.
I bash it around on people
and like, you
stuff.
Know, and like, you're not uptight to take your pants off because you got something to show.
Well, I know. I went out with a girl and I didn't want to go with her anymore, so she put my dick on the internet and I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, fine. Go ahead.
Thank you.
There's
what's
more
you
single
said?
Women are going to know what's in my pants. Thank you for a little self-promotion.
Get to a serious topic for
yes.
a second. In your book,
yeah.
you talk about your dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've said this before, but you reveal it in the book that your dad, you worshipped your father.
Yeah.
You loved him. You even tattooed him on your body because, mm-hmm. you know. And then you came to the realization that your father had molested you. And you said, Jesus, I hate myself for having worshipped this guy.
Yeah.
He was my molester.
Mm-hmm.
And how deep do you get into that in the book? I mean, do you go through? I mean, how does your dad make that move?
I knew that it was him that molested me.
So you had blocked
actually,
it out.
Did I block? Yeah. I didn't think it was him. I said that it was him when I had I took a bunch of drugs and I had an invisible friend, and the invisible friend said that you were molested by your father, and that tapered off, and I was just like, no, that wasn't the case, and I just got molested by the next door neighbor or something like that. But
isn't it amazing how the brain works when
yeah.
you think about it? Like that you were molested by your father, and yet somehow you couldn't handle it.
Yeah. I think it was a safety precaution because
absolutely
I was not ready to handle that.
That's the worst crime of all, right?
Yeah, it's the hardest thing about reading that book. It's the all the parts about family life and all the stories about my father beating people up and just, you know, me idolizing him for, you know, running away from the cops and just reading.
You say
it
in the book,
God,
you say in the book, Jason, your dad, you would witness him punching guys out, knocking guys' teeth out. You used to see him fight all the time, and you only saw him lose one fight. So that's where you're...
I jumped in on that, too.
And so you worship that and said, I want to be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how does a dad... How old were you when your dad, do you figure, was doing this to you, the molestation?
From about 4 to 6, something like that. Maybe a bit older.
Yeah. How does he make that move? Does he come into your room? Do you remember any...
I remember it was in the living room. And he was saying something about, like, if I do it, then you would, you know, then you would do it back to me, sort of thing.
So he blew you and then you blew him?
Yeah.
Wow. Heavy.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
Yeah, maybe Robin's right. Maybe I fucking am not awesome.
No. That has nothing to do with whether...
Well, you're awesome that you...
I think you're awesome.
I think you're awesome that you come clean with that. And not that you have to, but the fact that you're facing it and dealing with it. Most people can't. And the fact that you're sharing it with other people, I think, is pretty healthy. I do. I don't know.
It might have been harder if it wasn't for my years in radio. I feel like I've helped myself by talking about all the things that I've experienced in my life. So, and I know a lot of people that listen to my show, it helps them. So there's a whole bunch of reasons why I wouldn't bottle it in. I got to let it out.
And you don't make a joke of it?
About being molested? I make a joke about everything.
Yeah, but...
So for at least once or twice, I have said something that is a joke about being molested by my father. But no, I don't think it's funny at all. It's tough.
Why did it stop at 6 years old, do you think?
I think he grew up. I think things changed. I think he...
You think he got better? Like he?
I think he figured out how to get laid from a bunch of other people. I don't think that he was like a...
He preyed on other children?
No, because he didn't do it to my other brother. That's me and my brother, the only one that's still alive. We don't really talk that much because they're a little weird about it. It's harder for them because my father kind of grew up. By the time they were around, he'd made a move to be an adult. You know, before when I
like
was...
Like a different kind of man.
But that's a severe...
He had a job and he was like a family man. When I was a kid, he was, you know, he was drunk and
that's a severe personality disorder that you would take your son and have him blow you and then you blow him.
Right.
I mean, I don't think you get rid of that by growing up somehow. Like, I don't see how the
Maybe
man could have grown up.
You develop some kind of...
Conscience?
Not necessarily a conscience, but some kind of boundaries. And you all of a sudden, just like changing a bad habit, you go, you know what? I now realize that wasn't something I should be doing. I'm never going to do that again. But you can't undo what you did.
But he is attracted to a young boy, which is even more.
I think he's just attracted to getting laid. Because I think he did a lot of stuff in the end that I don't know exactly what happened. But live sex shows and banging people, I think that there's probably a bunch of stuff that...
What do you mean live sex shows? What was he up to?
After he died, I found out that in the end, because he'd done all this bad stuff, and then he got back with my stepmother and supposedly changed his life. As far as I knew from being in America, he did change his life, but apparently that was not the case, and that he'd figured out a way to be, he got paid to have sex with people.
No kidding.
But I just felt that he wasn't, I mean, he's, sure.
What
he's
a
kind
character.
He's kind of an attractive guy, but he's not fucking hot. He's 53. Like, he's not a fucking good-looking dude.
Who's paying him
that? That's what I said.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that there was more than girls that were involved in this, because he was fucking people's wives, and they were watching, and then it escalated into he was doing live sex shows in the city. So
Lord.
And that's like right till the day he died. So if he did that when he was 53, what did he do when he was 20?
Oh, my God. Do you question if your brother's repressing it or not? Like, maybe he just doesn't recall or...
Oh, totally. I think that him and his stepmother, his mother, why would they face that? For me, I'm over here. I wasn't really a part of the family in the end anyway. I'm American and I have a family here and it's over. For them, he's their... savior. Like, for him to molest me, that would mean that everything has to change for them, and I don't think they can handle it after her son and his brother passed away. They've had a lot of hits, too.
I think that your unique ability for pain and for the even the skateboarding thing, which is extreme and dangerous. Yeah. The skateboarding is really dangerous. Even at America's Got Talent, I see some of these skateboarding acts. These fucking guys are insane. What they do on a small stage is unbelievable.
Skateboarders are on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Doing what?
Oh, man. These
singing?
Guys, no, these guys came in skateboarding. They came in on a small stage.
Yeah.
And they have to, like, literally off stage, they ramp up and come in, and then they start flying through the air and doing tricks.
Yeah, they suck.
Why?
Because
they were fabulous.
It's a circus. No, they weren't. You don't know. Skateboarding is not for that. They're terrible.
Oh, bullshit. What do you mean they're terrible because they want to make a living and entertain
people? No, they're
fucking
terrible at skateboarding. There's a million people that are better than them.
They showed up at the audition and they were wonderful.
If they were good, because you don't know what good skateboarding is. If they were good, they wouldn't be on your show.
Why?
Because you don't fucking do America's Got Talent if you're a pro skateboarder. What the fuck are you doing on TV?
I disagree. I think that's an excellent place to make it more mainstream.
You're not a pro skateboarder. You don't know.
I'm
trust
not a pro,
me.
But
if you're
why
on
keep
that
it
show,
small?
You suck.
But
you
why keep? I'm going to disagree with you. That's like saying, well, you know what? This little girl who won, Jackie Evancho. She's an opera singer. She was like 11 years old or something. Not even younger. The girl had a phenomenal voice.
Yeah.
And she went on the show, and now she plays to sold-out arenas.
That's
not
America's
arenas,
Got
but,
Talent.
You know.
That makes sense.
Yes, but why can't your talent be skateboarding and expose it to the world?
If you're a skateboarder and you want to be good at skateboarding, you do it in skateboarding. Every
but they
kid
did, and they said what they put. It was about seven guys who put together an act, and it was awesome.
There's
and
no
I loved
way.
It.
I don't even have to know their names. There's no way that seven people that are really good skateboarders went on your show.
Why?
No fucking way. Because it's,
they
a,
were
it's
great.
A career ender.
No, it's not.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
You know what? I'll tell you why you're wrong. I'll tell you why you're wrong. I'm going to tell you why you're wrong.
It's my world.
There are stand-up comics who will not come on America's Got Talent because they go, well, I'm not going to have anybody judge me. I don't want to be judged, blah, 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 blah. We had a guy come on there. He was fantastic. And I said to him, why don't more of you guys come on? You're going to perform in front of 20 million people.
Yeah.
And he goes, because of the risk of being rejected. And that, you know, that could be a career ender. These guys were braver than most skateboarders because they weren't afraid of rejection. You're wrong.
I'm not.
Get out of here.
I might be wrong, but ask the world of skateboarding how they feel about those seven people.
I don't know. Listen, that's like saying, you know, there are 50 singers out there who won't get on the stage, but the one that does is the only one that can be evaluated.
It's hard to explain, but there's no way a skateboarder in their peak would go on that show.
Well, maybe they're young and...
They are young.
It doesn't mean nothing. All the best dudes in the world are 12.
Yeah, but this is a way for them to get noticed and start.
And they had a unique act.
They suck.
They had a unique act.
I put money if they win in a contest, everyone would laugh at them. They're terrible.
I'll tell you what. If they make it through Vegas, I will bring you with me to one of the live shows, and you tell me if they suck.
I'll tell you right now that all of them, if they come to a vert ramp right now and I haven't skateboarded for 3 years, I'm a million times better than all of them, and I suck.
Well, I don't think that's fair to evaluate them. You haven't seen them.
Why? They don't exist. They
I
suck.
Saw them.
But they're not real skateboarders.
But they
real,
look
they're
real
not
to
real,
me.
Real professionals.
Were
they verts or were they street?
They were nothing. They were circus.
They were verts.
Did they do a synchronized routine together?
No, no, no. It
what
wasn't
did they
synchronized.
Do?
They do tricks.
They just
on
came
this,
out
on
and
this,
did
on
tricks?
This, yes.
How
the
is
same
America's
shit
got
you
talent?
Do. Because it was entertaining to watch. They did it, all of them, flying through the air at various times.
Flying through the air?
Yeah. You don't fly through the air when you skateboard?
What ramp did they bring onto the stage where they were
That's
flying the through the air?
That's the amazing part.
No
it
ramp.
Was a tiny little ramp. And part of the ramp had to be off stage. So all of a sudden they'd come, they'd be going 100
fly
miles
in and
an
then
hour.
They jump off the jump?
Yeah.
And then land on the flat ground?
Let me think. You're asking me a question I don't know if I remember. Do they land on the flat ground?
Or did they go back
they
down the pipe?
Yes, sometimes
good
they land
question,
on,
Robin.
No, sometimes they go back down the pipe, or sometimes they land on other shit. Once they landed on Sharon, actually,
oh,
poor
stop
woman,
it.
Flattened right out. No, they were very, very talented.
Well, I'm sure they were.
Look, were they the best in the world? I don't know, but their act
they
was
were.
Entertaining. You're wrong. You're
I'm
wrong.
Not wrong.
You're just
they're
wrong.
Not the best
you're,
in the world.
Your argument
terrible.
Is ridiculous. I'm not saying that, but that's like saying, well, the band came on that was great, but they weren't the Beatles. No, they weren't the Beatles, but they had their own unique talent. I mean, are the Harlem Globetrotters the best in the world?
They suck. Excellent point.
But their act is entertaining.
Okay, but they're entertaining. Oh, we're not talking
and
about
I go
entertaining.
To watch it. Yes,
we're
we are. We're talking about
no,
will
I'm
I go
real,
pay money to see them?
They're not real skateboarders.
Will, listen to me. I don't care.
Entertaining,
I agree. Call them whatever you want. They're entertainers.
Yeah, that means they're not a skateboarder.
Okay, call them what you want. But they were on skateboarders entertaining me, and I liked it.
Circus act.
Good, call it what you want.
I will, I just did.
While they're making money doing their circus act,
they're making money,
you'll sit there with all your professionals sitting there picking your heart.
I'll make way more money than all seven of them put together.
All right, you. You're an unusual guy.
I am unusual. Did we just have a heated discussion about skateboarding?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're entertaining, whether they do the hula hoop.
I agree.
Or they do the skateboard or whatever. It, as long as it's entertaining,
I agree.
I'll put you through.
All I was saying is they're not real skateboarders.
Okay. Whatever
you
want to
call it. They just use a skateboard.
It's like they're gimmick guys.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, bro, let's all go on fucking very good talent.
Robin, go back to analyzing Jason.
Yeah.
Why
he's
miserable. Now you want me to tell him. Yeah, he doesn't feel he's awesome.
Talk to me about your sex life now that you're a single man. You claim you went out with a woman who cut you and drank your blood while having sex with you.
Yeah, I love her.
Do you love her? Is that good?
What?
Is
you
that
like
good?
That? Is it safe?
Yeah. I don't have AIDS. She doesn't have AIDS. Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems kind of...
Why do you need cutting?
I understand. I understand what it sounds like, and I don't...
Are you in love?
I do love her, yeah.
Wow. But then why are you saying you want to date Adrian Curry, who has been on my show? Why do you want to date her?
Are you single, or are you in a relationship?
I'm single. But I got scared. I got in a relationship, and I thought it was too soon. So I tried to end it because I felt like...
How could I be falling in love so soon?
I just felt weird. I was like, I don't think it's right to her... For her to be in love with somebody who's not ready.
I think that's very loving of you, honestly.
And I do know I love her. I mean, I've never probably had that much in common with somebody ever, out of any girl I've ever
met. Is it like the song, If You Love Someone, Set Them Free? In other words, you said, hey, I'm probably not the right guy for her right now. As much as I love her, I'm going to tell her goodbye because I want her to go find a guy who's a stand-up guy and is going to be able to commit to her.
I didn't think that I was going to do her the justice she deserved.
No kidding.
But I think that if I work on myself that I could be that guy, but I'm not ready.
So now she's off cutting someone else?
No, we're still friends, and if she cuts somebody, I'll fucking cry about it. But if she cuts people, that's completely fair. I'll cut somebody.
The three women who came over and banged you the other night, and you said you didn't like it. Is it because you want to be just committed to one woman?
Yeah.
And
I didn't. I thought, because rock and roll, you're single, you've got a book coming out, and TV, and radio, and this apparent success that it's about to happen. I should live the life and get out there and rock and roll it up. But I had to know. I know for sure now that I don't.
It couldn't have been that. It couldn't have been that unpleasant, though. I mean, it had to be certainly erotic, right?
I mean, when it was in, yeah, sure. When everybody was doing things to my penis, that's great. But right after, I was like, "Holy shit, dude!"
Were any of the women suitable partners for you? In other words, could you could never love a woman who took part in a threesome, right?
Oh no, yes, I could.
You could
not those three.
Not those three.
Yeah.
Why were they not hot enough?
It's just all kinds of things, all kinds of reasons.
Right. They're party girls. They're drinking and carrying
on. I mean, they stayed up until 9 in the morning.
I can't respect
them. In my room.
I can't respect that.
Right. Yeah. And I said, can you please keep it down? Can you please keep it down? Hey, guys, shut up.
How old were these girls?
I don't fucking know.
Because why I ask is, it's unusual.
Where did you find these girls?
Girls that can
look,
hang...
Look, Robin, I hate myself. People are attracted to that, okay?
Girls who can stay up till 9 in the morning, you start to go, gee, don't they have a life? Don't they have any interest?
No, they don't.
They don't. And that's the problem, right? Yeah. They're party girls.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, cool story, but I really... And I'm glad, you know, I got it in there and checked it out, and I know that it's...
Not for you.
It's not for me, which is weird because I really thought that
when I was married
that I was just fighting caging the threesome animal that wanted to go out and fuck everybody. I had a thing where if I make $1 million, I want to have a tensome. I want to have dildos on my elbows and on my face and on my chin. And I'm just going to wiggle with bitches on me.
Yeah.
I said, tell everybody, one day I will do it.
Right. It's you think in your mind it's going to be something, and then it's
But really,
not.
I just want a spoon and all that bullshit.
You did something interesting on your radio show I want to ask you about, where you took a car, one of those little electric cars.
RC car. It's not that little.
Remote controlled. And you put you attach your cock to the car somehow.
I got
somehow.
A cock ring. It's not a cock ring, actually. It's like a bowl thing. It looks like, you know those things when dogs try to eat their ass and you put a bucket on their head?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that, except instead of the dog's face, my testicles are in there.
You're right.
But
it's a big cone on your penis.
It's a cone on your penis with a hook on the end of it, but in the cone is little spikes. Ooh. So I've actually hurt. I pulled my right testicle from this audio that I think you're going to play. But because I got a new RC car because I lost the remote to the other one, so a fan sent me a brand new one.
Let me understand how it works. The RC car
is in the middle.
Someone starts driving it remotely,
yeah.
And then as it drives away, this thing is tugging on your penis.
Yeah.
And it's to cause pain.
Yes.
Why did you do that? Just for laughs? Funny. You're strictly for laughs. But you do seem to be hurting yourself a lot. Even the woman who cuts you during sex, it's hot.
Fuck yeah. Like,
what does she cut you with?
Razor blades and knives and shit.
Do you get cut?
On my arms and on my chest and stuff.
Oh, yeah, look at that. You are cut up. Where does this occur? In other words, you're in your lovemaking. This is foreplay? Is this foreplay or during the actual coitus?
Both. Coitus?
Coitus.
What is that?
The fucking.
No. Why wouldn't you say fucking?
I want to show you how smart I am.
Ooh, you're very, very intelligent. Yeah, I'm impressed.
I've read porno books.
You don't know much about skateboarding, but you know how to say big words.
I know enough to know when I'm entertained, my friend. The first time this happens, you're in the middle of coitus.
Okay, the first time it happened was the first time that we hooked up, and it was a really weird. We hung out, we dated, we went to a strip club, and we hung out, and we talked, and it was like more and more where I was like, wow, this chick is really like me. This is, because I really had a sad time up until then. I was trying to get my ex back, and
when you say she's like you, in other words, because she wanted to go to a strip club, she was fun, she wants to.
Mess around? Her temperament, her music, the way she dressed.
Young
she
girl?
Liked like 27. 27,
okay.
She's actually 28 today.
Now, how old are you?
40.
You're 40?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So, we hung out, and then we went to the beach to hang out, and then, I brought some blankets and stuff and went onto the beach, and we hung out, and then all of a sudden it was on, and it was on in a way where I was like, wow, we're really connected here. If you're having sex, I'm a dude, I can come on anybody.
Right.
But this was a really, I was like, holy shit.
This feels real.
Yeah, this feels crazy. And then she did some things where I was like, holy shit, this chick is.
What kind of things? I want to know.
Yeah.
What'd she do? That blew your mind, because you've been around the block.
Okay, well, I was banging her, and she, man. Well, no one knows her name yet, so.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, don't get no names.
She put her fingers in her butt and was, like, playing with my penis through her butt. Is this fucking?
Wow, that's amazing. No, I've never heard of this. She put her own finger in her butt.
It was like this.
Oh,
whole,
I see.
Look back at me, and she was like rubbing my penis with her, wait, what is that on my? Something's on my. Oh my God! It's her hand through a bum on my fucking penis.
So you're inside of her. It's as if she took her finger and played with your penis through her own ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I said. Wow.
That deserves a wow.
She must have long arms. You know why that's great? I got to tell you why I think that's great.
Good.
Some guys would be turned off by that. Say, hey, she's like a whore or something like that. Not me. I think being creative in bed. And that kind of fun.
Yeah.
You kind of need that if you're going to be in a long relationship.
Yes.
Good for you. So she's doing that, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Are you fucking kidding me? And then spin around. We're doing some other stuff. And I'm
what
like,
spin around?
She would, like, spin around and go other position. We're going ballistic on the beach. Every position. If there was a
Where
video.
Where is this beach?
In Venice.
In Venice. Wow.
At night
time. Romantic.
He doesn't mean Venice, Italy. He means Venice, California.
Oh,
too.
Venice
I'm
Beach.
On fucking satellite radio. How am I going?
I don't know. Like, yeah, you seem to live in an exciting life.
You've got
life.
All the money, you bastard.
And I'm not going anywhere.
Anything.
Fuck all you guys. So anyway, you're
tell the truth.
I had to travel the country.
Fair
Listen,
enough.
So you are laying on your back. And she's, in other words, spinning around while having
sex. No. I was behind her, banging her, and then she, like, pulled out, and then we went to missionary, and then the claws came out.
Right.
So, but it was a really
scratch you.
Yeah, it was a really we were really going for it, you
Good
know?
For you.
And then it was like, you know, like, and I don't like.
Is she tall?
No.
Thin?
Yeah, she's really hot. She's got a really nice ass. She's covered in tattoos. Probably not your style, but
yeah, I'm not too many tattoos. I'm
she's
not
covered
into.
In them.
Yeah.
Covered head to toe. But that's me.
You can't marry a girl with that many tattoos, could you?
Fuck yeah.
You could.
Look at me.
Yeah, but that's
How
one thing.
I
You're
not?
A dude.
I don't really think about marrying anybody right now because I don't think that would be a wise decision to look into the future that much. That's my downfall. This relationship, I'm thinking, relation. I'm thinking down the line. I'm like, wait, dude, you fucking just you right. just got through some
but
shit.
I see a chick with that many tattoos, I start to think she's disturbed. I'm like, I can't be.
I get that for you.
Yeah.
But for me,
you're disturbed.
Two peas in a pod.
Right.
Yeah. So we're very, very happy together when it comes to that. But then the blood, and then when she cut me, I was like, because it was she ran her hand.
So she doesn't even ask. She
so
just
she cut you with her
yeah,
fingernail.
No, this was the first cut. I'm telling you,
the first cut was with the fingernail.
Yes, it was just down the chest, and
you're
I was
bleeding.
Like, ow! But fucking wow, this bitch is crazy. This is awesome. And then it was like, and then she like tried to suck at my chest, and I'm like, oh my god,
she's drinking your blood.
My blood. This is the fucking greatest thing ever. I'm in love.
I'm in love.
Yeah, because she's a madman.
Did you tell her you loved her right then and there?
No.
You had enough.
But it didn't take long. It was probably like, I think it was like the third. By the time we started doing a bunch of other stuff, I was like, I love you.
Because you don't do drugs or anything, right? You don't do any of that stuff anymore. So like, this
she doesn't do any drugs anymore.
Right, so this is hot because like, this is your drug now. She is your drug. Because she can keep it real.
Yeah, and she, and I've never been, there's
she
no girl
great.
That knows me more than her.
Oh my God.
And within 2 weeks, she knew me more than my ex does.
I'd be worried that chick would start eating my nose.
I'm just, you know, like...
She's not a... She likes to
she's
be
a cannibal.
Bit. She likes to be bit.
She's
hard.
A cannibal.
Really hard. Yeah. I'll beat her up as well, too.
She'll eat my nose, boys. Would she get fat
right.
eating that thing?
It's not even that bad.
My
is
nose
that?
Is bad. I'm ugly.
I'm pretty fucking ugly.
Did you
my
ever
nose
do,
is all
you're
dicked
a good-looking dude.
Bent right now.
I wish I looked like you. Good Lord.
I wish I had your fucking job.
Nah, I'm not giving that up. Would I trade my job to look like you? No way.
Fair enough.
Right.
Yeah.
I love my job.
You should love your job.
Yeah.
You made it. Thanks for that, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Because your job is the only reason I have my job.
Well, thank you for thanking me.
You're welcome.
And now, and thank Fred and Robin, too.
I'll thank Fred.
And you'll fuck Robin.
He doesn't love nice. Me all of a sudden.
Oh, you need to accept me.
Does that sound hot to you, Robin? The
no. All that crazy... Yeah. Like,
would you ever stick your finger in your ass and play with a guy's penis? That's something new.
Never.
That's some girl.
I can't even imagine.
You've
got to
have a certain ass for it. In my experience, some girls don't have a butt for it.
Could you bring her in here one day if she consents? I mean, because not to show us, but I mean, I'd love to meet a girl like that.
I could definitely bring her in here.
I'd love to interview her.
Cut her and stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh God.
Have you cut her?
Yeah.
Oh, and she cuts you, and you cut her.
Do you drink her blood?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
We used to cut each other and then pour it into our coffees and drink.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Oh, the two of you are nuts.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I know. So I was awake all night last night. I couldn't sleep, and I was thinking about it over and over again. I was like, why are you trying to move on? Like, maybe
right.
we should just stay there.
Right.
Like, no one's going to...
Can I give you some advice?
Yes, please.
Because I was married and then was single for a time.
I want to ask you something about that before
right.
you ask me. Sorry to interrupt. But
sure.
you were married. You have kids. Then you got divorced. Then you found your new wife.
Right.
Because this is the feeling that I have, this empty feeling that I've blown it and I'm too late and the next person's never going to match. Is your love for your... I don't even know if you can admit it or not, but the love for your wife now...
Yes.
Is it greater than the love for your... Ex-wife?
I listen.
At the time
touchy,
you married
it's
her?
A touchy subject in the sense that I don't want to offend my ex-wife and all that. But I will tell you that my wife, you know, before I met my present wife, I had a period of time like you where I could date around. I was single and I thought, oh, I want this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm sure that any guy who's sitting at home going, hey, why would you guys give up this fantasy life?
Yeah.
The fantasy, you know, no girls were drinking my blood, but the fantasy...
You can't have it all, Howard.
Yeah, right. Was not all that. It was a great learning experience for me, because I think I needed to get that out of my system to realize. And the relationship I'm in now is the healthiest relationship, and I'm madly in love with my wife.
Right.
Madly, madly in love with her. I mean, she has just... been a wonderful person to me. And
it sounds like it when I hear you on the radio.
No, I'm very, very happy. I really am.
That makes me happy because I really get that. There is a dark side, as Robin has discovered so quickly in this interview.
But can I give you some more advice?
Please.
The way that I got into a healthy, happy relationship, because I would have fucked up the next relationship too, was therapy.
Yeah.
Psychiatry.
I'm in therapy.
He says he's in therapy. What are you doing? How often are you going?
I haven't gone for 2 weeks, but I was going 2 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, this helped me understand really what made me happy.
Right.
So in a sense, it wasn't that my ex-wife didn't make me happy. It was that I was healthier going into this new relationship. And I wouldn't, like you, I would not have gone into this new relationship unless I was healthy.
Right.
And because it wouldn't have been fair to her.
That's what I...
I would have fucked it all up.
I'm not going to do it to anybody again, because that's what I did to my ex. I was in a relationship where I wasn't really into it. Until the very end, where she was trying to let go, that's when I'm attracted to her, because I'm losing my only family that I have.
And a lot of people go through divorce. You're not alone in this. Mm-hmm. Don't act like you're the only one who ever fucked up. But, you know, the thing is to be in a new relationship, what are you going to do to change yourself? In other words, I couldn't have appreciated my wife unless I change myself. Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to...
Now, good luck.
Well, you can't get there if you're already awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not awesome. Say fuck you to a girl or something.
So you're out there, you're doing your thing. Now, this book. Jason Ellis's book is I'm Awesome.
It's out today. Because I am awesome, Robin.
Good for you.
I fucking love myself.
Jason will be signing copies of his book tonight at 8 o'clock at the Bookends in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Barnes & Noble on Staten Island. And you can listen to the Jason Ellis Show weekday afternoons at 3 o'clock on Sirius XM Faction Channel 41. Faction.
Number two. To the man. It's the man, and then it's me.
You're doing it. By the way,
anybody want to argue with that? I'll fucking see you in the parking lot.
Let me give you a commercial. The word fuck is used 303 times.
Red Dragons.
In the book.
Is that right?
The word cunt is used 14 times.
Wow. Red Dragons.
The word prostitute is used 13 times.
Yeah, it was more than that.
Tony Hawk is mentioned 42 times. Is that your hero, Tony Hawk?
He is a man who is, in every stage of my life, he's been a part of the good things.
All right, I'm going to sound incredibly stupid. Tony Hawk is the skateboarder?
Yes, you are going to sound incredibly stupid.
Is that a big deal?
And there goes your whole argument about those other dudes that were on your fucking stage the other day.
Why is
you
Tony
are
Hawk...
done. It's over.
So Tony Hawk will not skateboard on AGT?
There you go. No, he will not.
With the... by the way, 303 fucks, that's an average of one fuck per page.
Have you heard me talk in the last 10 minutes?
Why in the book do you have to say fuck all the time?
Obviously, I didn't mean to. I did the... Telly is the guy that wrote the book.
Right.
He's
you dictated
co-host.
It. In other words, he interviewed you and got you...
He knows me. He's my co-host.
But does the book really sound like you? At the end of the day
it's me talking.
It's you talking, but it's another guy interpreting your words and writing it.
No. He interprets some of it, but most of it is just me telling the story and him writing it out.
You know, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
I had to write something recently for Time Magazine.
Yeah.
Okay? And they called me up and said, oh, don't worry, it'll be easy. We'll interview you.
Yeah.
And then we'll write it up, and then we'll send it to you, and you can just okay it.
Yeah.
And so someone interviewed me, and they wrote me back this thing, and I said, but this isn't how I would articulate something in print. It's not right.
Yeah,
I ripped it up and I wrote something from my heart.
See, that's why I think this book works, and that's why I like the book, is because Tully's not a writer. Tully's my friend and co-host and has heard all the bullshit on the radio, so I'm not afraid to...
He gets your voice.
He gets my voice.
Did you read your own book?
And I'm comfortable telling him about having suction from a tranny and doing heroin and being kicked in the face by my ex-wife. And
Did you read the book?
No.
I've not read it.
I've been reading pieces of it. I've only read one book my whole life. I hate books.
Isn't it possible you've been misquoted in your own book, even?
No. Tully would never misquote me.
So you feel confident he got
Fuck
it right?
Fuck yeah. And quite frankly, I've been trying to read it because I know that it comes out today and I've got a book tour. And the first bit is family and I fucking hate it. It kills me. It's like I feel like crying every time I read it because I feel like my dad was just such a dick and I idolized him and his friends doing weird shit to me and
his friends molested you too?
Well, his wife's best friend made out with me on New Year's when I was 16. They switched and made out with each other. Happy New Year! My dad's making out with that chick and my stepmom's making out with that guy and I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And then all of a sudden that chick's making out with me.
Well, at least it was a chick this time.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, I'm moving up in the world. Right. I did progressively get better.
How weird is that that your dad has you making out with, like, and is in the same room with you making out with some dudes? You know, I mean...
Shit happened like that all the time, and I never realized until now, being a father and having a brain, that I'm like, if my son's 3, right. My son's 16, anybody, any one of my friends make out with my son,
right.
I'd be like, hey, bitch whore.
Stop.
Get the fuck off my kid, you crazy bitch.
Right.
Who does that?
I mean, how could he not be protective at all?
He thought it was cool.
What was it? You had a dick in your... Well, who put the, what they put in your ass? A tranny put what in your ass?
Oh, yeah. I went to Amsterdam. I think I was 19. I went to Amsterdam and I'm a massive fan of, you know, drugs and hookers. And
right.
Amsterdam has all that. So I was getting a lot of prostitutes. I was just going in and getting them and getting different things from different people. And you can actually barter there. You can get, like, blowjobs or you can jack off in front of them for, like, $7.50 and shit like that.
I could never fuck a prostitute. I don't think I could. Even in my worst, horniest days.
I couldn't now.
Yeah.
But this is only recently.
Okay.
Before that, just cold. I really have a whole new outlook on everything.
I could see why,
everything.
Though. But right. I could see why you were that way, because your dad
I didn't know any better.
Fucked you up, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got
you're with a tranny.
I like black chicks.
Right.
Robin.
Is Robin black? Let me see.
Fuck yes, she is.
She told me she's an Indian.
Ophelia.
Why do you have to
look at you?
Refer that to me.
You're not attracted to Jason at all? I find it.
No, I think Jason's really cute.
Right.
But, you know, he's got a lot of problems.
You don't want to be with a guy who gets cut.
I don't see a long-term relationship for us either. But I think
you wouldn't use him for sex? Or are you too mature for that?
I don't use people.
Right. You should.
That was a good answer. You don't use people. But you really should, Jason.
You can
right.
use my penis if you want.
No, thank you.
All right, go ahead.
It was very insulting the way you said that, by the way. Very insulting.
Well, you fuck so many girls that girls might start to think you're dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I understand.
You got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a whore, man whore.
I am.
All right. So wait a second. So tell me what happened.
Don't go out with me, everybody.
So wait. So just real quick. So you're in Amsterdam, and what some tranny did?
Okay, I'm really drunk, and I'm like going to chicks, and I'm like, hey, back on the window. Hey, I'm up. And she's like, come in.
Black chick.
Yeah, black chick. And I gave her the money, and then I think I took my pants off. I'm not sure exactly how it went, but all of a sudden she's behind me. And I'm like, what the fuck? And she's like jacking me off. And I'm like, what is, okay, like new shit. I've never had that before. And then trying to put something in my ass. And I'm like, hey. and I turned around. I was like, hey, it doesn't go. I mean, that's not my thing. I'm weird. And I turn around. I'm like, oh my.
He had a cock.
No idea.
It was a cock
it
or
was
a dildo?
A cock.
She was beautiful.
It was his cock.
How far
she was
in the, be honest
loving.
Now. You might have blocked this out. How far did that cock get in there?
I just told you that I had suction with a tranny. Why would I? Does it matter how many inches went in my ass?
How much
isn't
went
it
in
over?
Your did the
suction?
Whole cock, did
no,
the whole
I say
cock
I say the tip of the knob went
the
in.
The knob. All right.
I can't take inside. I want it inside my ass.
Oh.
I want to be kinky and do that, but it's not my thing.
Not
I feel
thing.
I feel like somebody's overpowering me. It's a weird. I'm like,
fair
I don't
enough.
Know.
Hey,
you can lick it.
Thing.
That's
a good thing.
As far as it goes.
Well, let me tell you, you're a fascinating man. Every time I talk to you, I get more and more intrigued. Jason Ellis, good luck with the book.
Thanks, dude.
The book, of course, is called I'm Awesome. It's in stores today. Robin, I think you ought to pick up a copy.
I'm going to pick it up.
I can sign it for you if you want, Robin.
Thank
my
you
number
so
on it.
Much.
You'll get it signed,
well,
Robin.
You hate me.
I don't hate you.
Oh, you dislike me. I want my book to be number one so that I can be following your footsteps.
Well, listen, I'm pulling for you. I'll give you this. You don't have to sell that many books to be number one.
Okay, well then, what should I do? How do I get it to be up high? Because I want it to be up high so that I can make a new book about the other bullshit that I've faced in my life.
Well, you know, I knew a guy who got himself on the bestseller list.
How do you do that?
I guess when they count up how many books you've sold, they go to certain key bookstores. He did a study.
Oh, yeah?
Where he figured out. Yeah, he bought his own book.
Now
in those bookstores.
And I think about 10,000 of these books he bought, and he went to number one on the bestseller list.
Oh, he bought it.
He bought his own book.
He I could buy 10,000 books today, and then I'm bestseller?
That's right. But you got to know where to buy them.
Pay me.
You got to know where to buy them.
Can you tell Sirius to pay me?
Sirius? Oh, they've been listening to me real well. I mean, nobody here is talking to me.
Really?
Do they still count books the same way with all this digital stuff?
That's what I've heard. Do I know? Yeah. I mean, I got on the bestseller list the old-fashioned way. I actually sold books.
Right.
And then the New York Times, there was a store, the New York Times bestseller list, I'm number one.
Yeah.
a store hated me so much. I forget which one.
I think it was Kmart. Wasn't
it? They published the list in Kmart. They took. I don't know if it was Kmart,
no,
but
it was Caldor.
Caldor.
Caldor. Okay.
They took my name off and they made some other book number one.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed the list.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that everybody hates you just because you...
I was talking about this with Robin. I said, I'm such my fans love me and everyone else just fucking hates me.
It's because you're in entertainment and you do a weird kind of entertainment.
Yeah, I guess
you
so.
Don't, I've watched like late night talk shows lately people getting interviewed and I'm like, no one's asking them a fucking thing.
I know, it's crazy.
And they're not answering a fucking thing.
That's how the game is played. And I don't play that game.
Neither do I.
Yeah. All right, well, that's a good thing. Jason will be signing copies of his book tonight at 8 o'clock.
I'm going to cut myself there and bleed on books.
At the bookends in Ridgewood.
You will sign in blood?
I will sign in blood. I already signed a couple in blood on my show. I cut myself up and wrote stuff with my blood.
You don't need to do that.
I don't need to do anything. I'm just doing it because I like it. I want to bleed.
The bookends in Ridgewood, New Jersey, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Barnes & Noble on Staten Island. And listen to Jason, of course. Jason Ellis Show, weekday afternoons at 3 o'clock on Sirius XM Faction Channel 41. It's always good hanging out with you.
Thanks for having me again.
Love hearing this. And Robin might come around on
you. Come on, Robin. Can we talk for like 5 minutes out of here?
I don't think we would have anything in common.
But that's why. Can we talk just to confirm that? I'm not hitting on you. I'm just saying.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
No, I understand.
I don't want to marry her.
Robin, it would be great radio if you slept with him. It really would. Do it for the team.
I can tell you right now, you wouldn't be doing a if it was in you. Okay?
Yeah, should be
so
screaming.
So don't make it out like that. I'm not saying that if I'm inside you, I'm going,
no, no, I'd be like, no, yeah. I don't do things for the radio like that. Well, I'm not you.
It's secretly
you know,
dope.
Like, you're trying to, you know,
I've
have stories to tell.
I've had sex with famous people and not told people on the radio.
Is that true?
But you're having, you know, you'll one day tell.
Yeah, this
you
is too good.
You always do things to have a story to
you're
tell.
You're going to have
if
to tell.
I would never tell. If you really didn't want me to. I love how people think. I know lots of stuff about famous people.
You've slept with famous women,
yeah.
And you've never told anyone.
Never.
Name one of the women you never told. Just one. And did they Robin, would you put your finger in your ass so you could play with his penis?
I would have to try
two fingers.
That.
Two fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
Have to try
it was
that.
A weird.
If I was you, I'd go back with that girl.
I think I am going.
Yeah, what are you leaving her for?
Yeah.
I'm not lying. I think last night was my final. I was sitting there by myself stressing about being on this fucking show.
As much as I think you should be with Robin, she is not going to put two fingers in her ass.
No, and after this two finger thing, I really can't go backwards. If you're not dipping, I'm not.
Were these girls A-list girls? In other words, if you said their name, we would go instantly, hey, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, real big.
Real big?
Movie yeah. star big.
Yeah, massive movie star big.
Scarlett Johansson.
No.
No. Maria Menounos.
Who the fuck is Maria Menounos? Is that actually a famous
she's
actress?
On, she's on Dancing with the Stars.
She's definitely good. Oh, Dancing with the Stars. You're talking to the wrong guy. Look, I might tell it like it is on my radio show, but you and me, that's where we...
I was watching that last night.
Really?
I watched you. Yes. I talk about UFC. You talk about Dancing with the Stars.
I think it's funny you were with China, you know, the wrestler that you fucked China.
That's cool.
That's crazy.
I love that. If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, I have no penis.
I love this at China.
Fuck!
Oh, there's China now. Hey, China.
There's a huge tree trunk in my ass. Okay.
That's what she said.
It is crazy.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And you say there's nothing wrong with you.
I actually was pitching a TV show the other day with the dudes from Jackass and the guy, Jeff Tremaine, who's like the guy in charge of the whole thing. In the pitches, for some reason, he finds it very amusing that I slept with China to the point where he could... Yeah, cool. He could not stop bringing it. At every pitch, he would go... So you know he fucked China. And I look across
stop
the table like, what
in.
The fuck, dude? Okay, yeah, I fucked a man. Can I have a TV show? How does that work?
Oh, God.
Fred, please. see, I'm doing better.
I love my vagina.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jason.
I'm going to get finger myself.
How was it for you, China, when you had sex with
It was fabulous.
I still think she's a nice person, and I feel sorry for her.
He feels sorry for you.
Because the only reason I feel sorry for her is because I...
And I have to say that Jason is a nice guy, but so am I.
It's unbelievable to me. That's an unbelievable story. It's fantastic.
Now that I'm divorced, I really don't regret it at all. I really liked her, and it was a fucking crazy experience. It was a crazy night.
Did she get wet from you, and did you
No,
come?
Her balls were completely dry.
No, but all seriousness, I mean, did she come from...
Yeah.
She did? And she was like, oh...
No! She didn't go like that at all. She fucking sounds a little weird, but not...
I tried to sound as female as I
possibly could.
First, Jason came on my chest,
and then I came on his.
Nobody ever came on my chest.
Was it hot, or was it just a joke? In other words, like, was it? Were you thinking radio bit the whole time, or were you thinking?
No, hey, not at all. I did. No. I really wasn't thinking I was going to talk about it on the radio at all. It, only the next day, when things got weird, when I was trying to leave, and she was chasing me naked on the phone. That was.
Vey.
That's when I saw the picture of the elevator door shutting and her running. Naked at me.
And the door shut on my penis.
Why was she chasing you?
Because I was leaving, and she was doing a radio interview, and I was putting my clothes on and leaving. She was like, don't leave, and I was like, I gotta go. And then that went from... She just kept doing the radio interview and went from her bedroom to the living room to the corridor to when I was in the door pressing the button... On the phone, so wait, no.
Wait,
something like that.
Well, why is it okay to talk about China and not these other famous women?
Well, China didn't care.
Well, I'm not a woman.
The other person is really famous and was married.
Angelina Jolie.
Was married?
Yeah, it was Angelina Jolie. No.
Was married? Fun.
You know what? As big as that.
Was this chick more famous than China?
I can already tell where we're going here.
But wait a minute.
Great to be on the show, though.
Was married? She's not married anymore?
I'll tell you after.
She was married at the time.
No, I don't know.
J-Lo?
Not going anywhere. I listen to your fucking show. No.
Oh, my God, Jason. I got to know.
And her face changed afterwards, too. Like, it kind of got...
Oh, I know who it is.
No, you don't.
His face changed afterwards?
No, it was halfway through it started to change.
What do you mean?
The sun came out and it looked different.
Oh.
Oh.
Not as good.
Oh.
Julia Roberts?
George Clooney.
George Clooney, you made love to him.
I would.
So it was an older woman, the face didn't look that good when the sun came out.
Fuck.
Wow. Okay.
My book is out today. I'm awesome. Everybody get it so that I can be number one. And then if I'm number one,
Beatrice
then I can
Arthur.
Go into the...
Beatrice Arthur.
Yes, I would do that.
All right, listen,
I
Jason.
Need to go into the glass room and get a raise.
Everybody read the very interesting book from Jason Ellis. He didn't write it. What?
Was it Sandy Bullock?
No. She's gorgeous, Sandy Bullock.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, now that would be something.
I'd fuck her.
So
are you saying you had sex with Sandy Bullock?
No.
Oh, okay.
God.
How would it be? You know what I was thinking it was? Who was the one who was married to Dennis Quaid?
Meg Ryan.
Oh, Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan. Yeah, right, China. Meg Ryan.
I wish... That's on,
China,
it's on.
You probably know who it is because you're a lover of Jason.
I'll never tell. But she's got a clip like a light switch.
You know what? And she doesn't have like a penis clitoris either. I didn't see that. I know.
I know she's a lady.
She is a Oh, I saw that face.
No, I do. I do
she
know.
She is
that.
A woman.
No.
She's a girl.
I just think it's a funny matchup, you and China.
I wanted to see if she was stronger than me.
And she is.
No, she's not.
Really?
That's why it was over.
Did she become passive? I mean,
she was just nowhere near as strong as me.
She's got big back.
She's got the only thing I told you that there was the everything was awesome, and then she was on top of me, and I went to sort of grab her there. What are those?
Her ass.
The lats or whatever.
Oh, the lats. Yeah.
She got bigger lats than me, and I was like, fuck, man, this is weird.
Oh, my lats are on fire.
She's a really nice person. I see a very kind-hearted person.
Had her on many times,
and we're being. You know, I mean, I hope she knows that if she is listening, I do.
You're a gentleman.
I'm not, because I'm telling a story about fucking her and her chasing me naked. But I still think she's a nice person, regardless of how lame I am.
I love you, Jason. You're really a character.
I love you too, man. Thanks for letting me allow a photo of you in my book.
Absolutely.
That's a really big deal. I appreciate that.
I was honored that you'd put me in there. Jason.
Yes, Howard's son.
You don't know shit about skateboarding acts, but I'll tell you what. You're a great guy, and I wish you luck with the book. I'm awesome. Name of the book... Jason looking to be number one. He has a small goal. He just wants to be number one on the bestseller list. And,
awesome.
Go
it's
on and see.
It's a really, awesome. I think it's the best book, the best read that's out right now.
You haven't even read it.
That's not much of an endorsement.
A professional NFL player told me that.
I feel like you did read your own book. I can't imagine not reading your own book.
But you don't know who I am. I don't read.
It's crazy.
I sat down and I read
it to you.
And it was the first bit is the childhood, and it's the beat down. And I'm like... Ah, and then Tully said, maybe you should read from halfway, because that's like your skateboard life. And I was like, okay, I'll start there.
By the way, I love your TV show, Alice Mania. It's great.
I heard you plugged it. That's
yeah, I love it. All right. Anyway, go listen to Jason, buy his book, do everything that Jason tells you to do. All right. We'll be back.
Thanks, Steve.
Right. Thank you. We'll be back right after these words. Jason out. Jason and I still arguing about skateboarding.
Well, it would be interesting to have his analysis.
He said when it airs, he will. I said to him, it's irrelevant whether they're the best skateboarders. They have an entertaining act.
Right, but he doesn't think skateboarding can ever be an act or something cute like that.
I guess. Whatever.
I don't know why.
Today, if you want information on someone, you Google them. You want me to interview Fred?
Exactly. Yes, I want to. That was the best part of Jason Ellis's interview. I mean, Fred Norris is just great, man. I mean, because, I mean, Jason Ellis is cool, too. But, I mean, every city has a shot jock, you know, trying to do the stirring thing. So it's not.
I don't know. I like Jason. I think he's a very interesting guy. And he's part of that.
I think he's good every time he comes in.
You like Fred more than Jason?
All right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, JC, thank you. Fred, I'm going to interview you for a few minutes.
Oh, fair enough.
What is, it's a daunting task because you don't know where to begin with Fred. Is there anything going on to start the interview that you would like to reveal, or is there anything going on in your life that we don't know about? The marriage solid?
Marriage is solid. My daughter is great. I think Benji is a jerk, but that's another story.
Why is Benji a jerk?
I heard that stuff on the wrap-up show yesterday.
What did he say?
No, the whole thing about
Judd Apatow thing.
Yeah.
I think he forgets what show he worked for.
Is there anyone on the show you really dislike?
No.
It used to be Jackie, right?
No, I never disliked Jackie. I disagreed with the way he did business, but I never disliked Jackie. Never.
Are there a group of people you dislike, like black people or Jewish people, or, you know?
That's a good question.
White people?
No. Yeah, I'm not too crazy about white people.
You don't like white people.
I'm not too
crazy about
that.
That's good. Well, I've run out of questions.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it turns out that Jason Ellis is a better guest.
Yeah, Fred's very, very guarded. You can't get a lot out of Fred, you know.
Well, I don't do anything really that crazy. And
you haven't had a woman stick her fingers up her butt and massage your penis?
I'm trying to think if that ever... No.
Unfortunately, Fred...
No, I don't have that... No, didn't get that.
All right, let me ask you one question that'll be different. Hey, here's John Hine. He's going to tell us what we'll be discussing on the wrap-up show.
John Hine never masturbates.
Johnny?
Howard, Jason Ellis is an unusual, opinionated guy who debated skateboarding prowess, what makes radio success, and what goes into making a healthy relationship with you this morning.
Right.
We'll talk about Jason stopping by and why this is the only show he gets nervous to appear on, how Jason was impressed by your vert skateboard knowledge but felt the skaters on AGT must have sucked.
Now, I had an argument with them and basically said, no, they were entertainers. I don't know if they're the greatest skateboarders in the world, but what they were doing was pretty impressive. And it was entertaining. I'm there to judge entertainment, not to judge the people who don't come on the show. I'm there to judge the people who come on the show, the ones who have the balls to come on the show and be judged. I don't know. I don't care what's doing in the professional skateboard world. Well, those guys sit there and fucking jerk each other off.
Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody on my stage.
Professional skateboard world probably isn't that entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This was entertaining. Trust me, I know. I'm the judge everyone agrees with. Go ahead.
If reading only one book and not writing his current one will prevent Jason from conquering the bestseller list, and why did Robin feel that deep down Jason really doesn't think he's awesome?
Yeah.
And was there any chemistry at all between the two of them?
I don't know. I think if he was, I think you're attracted to him. I just think he fucks too many girls for you to be with.
Yeah, he has a lifestyle that is not very appealing.
Yeah, I don't know that those two would mesh. I mean, if you went into a quick bang just because you're like, hey, you know, I know at one point you were saying, you know, maybe I'll be a little frivolous here and bang some guys, but I don't think your head's in the same place.
No.
Right.
I don't think it's ever really been in that place.
Right.
But
you toyed with the idea.
But yeah, Jason is sort of, even that, you know, conversation about does he really think he's awesome, I feel sorry for him.
Right.
I don't feel like he feels he's awesome.
Right. I understand.
This is a Howard 100 News Brief.
I'm Ralph Howard. No skateboard this time. Jason Ellis arrives at the Stern Show with a new book and a rejection from Robin. It's Howard 100 News Spotlight.
Howard 100 News Spotlight.
I know she wants it.
SiriusXM radio host Jason Ellis has a thing for Robin Quivers, but she told him Tuesday morning they have nothing in common, so forget it.
I'm not going to change for anybody, but I think if we had sex, that she would have a really good time. I'm really good at it. I dig deep.
But Jason realizes he can only go so far.
I really did think that one day we were going to do it, but I think now more than ever, there's no way that that's going to happen.
Part of the reason, he's gone through a divorce and he's changed.
I don't want to put my penis in everything that moves. I want to have a girlfriend that I like, so I think fucking Robin would slow that down.
Jason came on the Stern Show to promote his new book, I'm Awesome, where, among other stories, he talks about being sexually abused. He told Howard, it's really important for him that his book becomes number one on the bestseller list.
Man, I hope people buy that fucking book.
Do you know who you're up against?
No. Is that a bad... I should check that, right?
Who am I up against in the book world?
Rachel Maddow.
I don't know who she is. I'm going to destroy her. Is she that bitch that's on the big sign on the street? I mean, nice lady that's on the street? She ain't that hot.
Drift, by recent Stern Show guest Rachel Maddow, is currently number one on the New York Times bestseller list. So Jason's putting his life story out there for everyone to read as the new Jason Ellis.
Sure, yeah. It's the new Jason Ellis. I do want to be nicer, but I can't.
Lisa G., Howard 100 News.